There you go. That was the mic. The mic's on. The mic's working. Hello, testing 1, 2. That was the Horror Pops.
Yes, the Horror Pops. Here at Band Weblog's podcast show.
Up on the air again.
And that was a wicked band, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that takes me back to the old psychobilly from the old days in the 80s. And they're like the Meat Years that I toured with when I was a kiddie.
Yeah, in 4 minute warning.
4 in the morning, as Joe Strummer would say.
And the Horror Pops, they are from Copenhagen, Denmark, which is cool.
Yeah, these are definitely the coolest band we've ever played so far. They are make me want to go and have a rockabilly haircut, put loads of soap in it, shave me head, and wear blue suede shoes.
And that song that we played is called Where They Wander, and they're touring all over the U.S. right now. And if you go to epitaph.com, you can find out more about them, as well as horrorpops.com.
Where you can see what they look like live. They're bringing go-go dancing back into fashion as well, because they got the go-go dancers on stage, the girls with their big puffy dresses.
That's right, and that's cool. You can check out videos, too, on the Epitaph website. And I think they might have videos on the Horror Pops site.
Wicked.
Very cool. And so that's what we've been up to, checking out some really cool music and discovering all these great bands. Actually, we found that one on the PodSafe Music Network, which you can go to music.podshow.com.
Yeah, and we were also talking about Old English Sweets earlier, because Jenny's only been in England for 3 years now, nearly 4 years, and she's never been to an old sweet shop with the jars at the back where you go up and you ask cough candy twists or humbugs or bonbons or sherbet crystals.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that.
Or flying saucers. Do you know what a flying saucer is?
Something you might see in the sky on a good night, maybe, after hanging out with friends and staying up late, drinking, doing things.
Doing things that make you see weird things. They're actually sweets that are like a sugar paper coated thing that melts in your mouth, and in the middle of them, they're round like that. And they've got sherbet in the middle. And you put this sugar-coated thing in your mouth, and it melts in your mouth, and it's got the sherbet in it.
And you don't mean ice cream?
No, no, no. These ones you get in jars. You ask for a quarter. Or you could go in and ask for a 5-penny mix-up, and they'd give you a mix-up of all the different sweets.
What was the other sweet you were talking about? Cough something?
Cough candy twists. They're orange, and they're addictive. They're boiled. Boiledsweets.com.
See, the funny thing is, since I'm not from England originally, some of these sweets are, you know, I might be familiar with the names, but they're completely different than what you might find here in England.
And like I was saying to Jenny, like nowadays you go into a newsagent's or a shop such as the ones in the old days, and instead of having the jars behind them now, they've got a rack of fags, cigarettes and whiskey and things like that. So now the kiddies come home from school and they buy fags and beer instead of sweets.
Right, so here we are talking sweets, sweet talk.
And fags and booze.
And yes, this is the Band Weblog's podcast show number 22.
Yeah, you ain't gone mad. Nope. You are listening to the Band Weblog's podcast show. And if I was you now listening, I'd rewind it to the beginning again and just listen to the Horror Pops once more, because they're F bleep 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 good.
Yep, takes Dave back to the old days.
I'm not that old, though. I mean, don't take me back to the 50s. Although I was born 15 or 18 years after the Second World War, so that'll give you a bit of a clue.
Well, there you go.
That's not old.
Not at all.
And Solar ain't old either.
No, they're not. And this band that we're going to play next, they're from New Mexico, and they're wicked. And when I hear them, I think of the band Muse, which I'm a huge fan of, and I believe Dave is too.
I love Muse.
We love Muse.
If I could, I'd have their babies.
And so Solar, you can go to their website, solar.us, or myspace.com/solar.
Or go to astonish.com and look at their really amazing website where everything clicks and changes round, and like the tables and furniture. You press a button and it goes, and a screen comes up and it goes, if you want to watch a movie. Like a video clip and the little band standing on stage and the curtain coming. It's amazing. If you're a juvenile delinquent like me, you'll love it.
Yeah, and Astonish is Solar's record company, and it's a new record company with a bunch of cool bands, including Solar, and we're going to just go ahead and play their song. So This Is The Way.
Excellent. Look at that. That's good, isn't it? That was solar, that was. And if there's any Muso Fact fans, like John Motson type people, but music, you'll be happy to know that we're bringing you 15 minutes, 0.19 seconds of music today, which is a record.
Yeah, I think it is, because we're actually going to play more music than we normally do.
Yeah, it's like, play the music and shut up. Stop talking nonsense and play music. Because, like, we're bored of you whittling on about boiled sweets and old-fashioned telly programs.
That's right. So we're just going to keep going with the music at this point.
Even I had a mate over on Saturday who I ain't seen for ages. And he sat down and brought a bottle of wine around. And we put the comic strip on, which is old-fashioned telly programs. And if you aren't familiar with the comic strip, which is all the guys, remember the young ones? Rick and Neil, the hippie. And
Vivian.
And Mike, the cool person. Well, this is like that lot, but without Mike, the cool person. And they just do mini movies every week that have a different style thing on. Like, they outdid Spinal Tap with the Bad News. Because they actually went out and toured that. They played the Reading Festival and toured all over the place with their pretend metal band, which really did show what it was like to be in a rock band at that time, probably now as well.
And it is hilarious. And we do have the box set of comic strip shorts. They're about 30, 45 minutes. Each show.
Each one, yeah, about 35 to 45 minutes. And we've got about 100 or so discs in one box for 30 quid, which was a bargain. And
it's perfect for winter days or nights when you have nothing better to do but sit in and put on a good comic strip.
Yeah, or Christmas when there's nothing on telly. Whack it on and watch loads of it.
Yeah, we highly recommend it.
Yeah, you've got to watch. If you haven't seen Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, what are you doing with your life? What's going on? If you've never sat down like Nicholas Parsons, you've never seen Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, you've just lost out. Go and get it. Check out the comic strip. You can find it on the internet, I suppose, if you go to one of them Amazon.com places.
Yeah, you sure can. I think that's how we got ours. Was through the internet.
We found it on the internet, then I saw it in a shop and bought it. Instantly.
Oh, that's how it happened. That's
instantly.
Right.
I tried nicking it, but they wouldn't let me. So I gave them some money for it instead.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's that. Get that. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid with your lives. Go and get it. Go and buy it. And then we're going to play a band called The Bang.
Yes, and very, very cool. They're from South Africa. And this song is called Benny Butler.
Up Monday morning, wishes me good evening. Benny Butler, where are you going? Long hair and leather jackets, cigarettes, empty pockets, off to enemy territory. He rides around in subways, sings in the rain and Sundays. Benny Butler, your back is breaking. Black eyes and itchy knuckles, big boots with gold. Since I was maple syrup, Mr. Butler, what are you playing? White teeth and polished fingers, a rolling lady killer from down under the rug is pulling. No one stays here. No hunger. 'Cause it's 1 o'clock on the water watch, it's true. Monday morning wishes me good evening. Benny Butler, where are you going? He sleeps around in subways, slips in the rain and Sundays. As he whispers, the lights are fading.
So there you go, another bit of high energy pop for you there. All the way, who'd have thought they would be playing music like that in South Africa? And that's all about a guy called Benny Butler. Now, I don't know a lot about Benny Butler. I don't know if there's anyone out there that knows anyone called Benny Butler. If there is, again, you could email us if you want. All you got to do is get the little keypad and type into it. It's really easy. Just email us. We're pleading again now.
info@bandweblogs.com.
And tell us, if you know Benny Butler, let us know. Give us his address and we'll go around and call for him and take him out for a drink.
And also, if maybe the band The Bang has more about Benny Butler and who that might be on their MySpace page, MySpace/BangTheBand.
Yeah, let us know who Benny Butler is, because like, he sounds like a bit of a geezer, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love that song. Very, very catchy. I found that going through my head the other day.
Woo-hoo.
Very cool.
And then he talks about Benny Butler in South Africa. So there's a geezer walking around South Africa called Benny Butler. I mean, he sounds like he should come from London.
He does.
Which is nice. So
oh, you know, one thing we should talk about is YouTube and what you've been getting up to.
Oh, God. I forgot all about YouTubers taking my life over. If you like music and you... you want things for free like I do, I like music and I don't like paying for things, then YouTube, it's blinking. Don't go to it. In fact, don't go to YouTube. Don't listen to YouTube because it will take your life over. YouTube.com. I mean, I was there the other day listening to the Stranglers for about 4 hours solid, just interviews, old 78, 79 gigs, Down in the Sewer, Princess of the Street, Shasha Gaga, Toiler on the Sea. So it's just Stragglers are it, and that's just one band. And then you've got all the stiff little fingers you've got.
And then that's when I come in and we have to then take turns and then turn it into a game, how we view YouTube.
Never play Monopoly with Jenny because she cheats. Because this is like a game, and like we say two songs each. And then Jenny ends up having about 10 songs tomorrow, two songs. And she'll put on all this country hillbilly bloody music.
You're talking about Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. Hello.
Yeah.
You love it. What are you talking about?
They come from the woods, mate.
I introduced Dave to Whiskey River the other night.
And then I introduced Jenny to whiskey. And it all sort of worked. And I got my harmonica and my guitar out and started playing along to it and jumping off the table.
I think we at that point it was, I don't know what time in the night after how many bottles of wine, but we had a good time.
Lucky our next door neighbor's deaf.
So, yeah, YouTube, that's what we do when we don't want to watch TV or do anything else but listen to music and watch cool videos that we haven't seen in years or have never seen at all.
No, because there's videos of bands that I love that I haven't even seen a video to. Like, it's crazy. I mean, where have I been? What was I doing? Probably down a pub, mate. Down a pub or out playing a gig.
Living your life, man.
Trying on new shoes, putting a tie on, experimenting with different sort of floral pattern shirts.
Yeah, like that.
And suede shoes.
Yep. And also, you know, we have been watching our football. We're definitely doing that. And snooker, we got to see a snooker match. What was it called? The
Pot Black. It was a bit of a respect to Pot Black, but it's not as exciting as like normal snooker because it's just one frame.
Yeah, and at first I was really excited about that because I thought, oh, cool, you know, we're going to just go through one frame and then we get to go to the next game and the next one. But then I realized, well, wait a minute, now it's over. Now what?
Yeah.
Didn't take very long.
No, and they're just joking and laughing with each other and potting the balls and that. And I almost started to like Stephen Hendry in that one.
I know. And but yeah, it was fun. Who won it again? Because I can't remember for the life of me.
The one who hangs out with the mad people.
Williams? Is it? No.
Yeah, Mark Williams.
Mark Williams won that.
Yeah, deadpan guy. He's a straight. Doesn't look like he's got a funny bone in his body, but
he hangs out with Jackass.
The Jackass lot. They shaved his head. I think they set fire to his head or something one night.
So we've been enjoying our sport. Of course, Portsmouth.
Sol Campbell.
Yep.
Canoe.
And Calamity David James.
James Remember when they said who we got as our new goalie? I went, oh my God. They go, Sol Campbell. I went, yes, Sol Campbell. Canu, yeah. David James.
But he's doing good. He's doing good. We're going to keep our fingers crossed watching.
Let's just hope he doesn't keep his fingers crossed while he's in goal.
So yeah, that's our sport talk, unless we can think of anything else. No, and going and...
I haven't stopped watching All In Wrestling since the 70s. Big Daddy was good, but he died.
There's no wrestling.
Kenta Nagasaki was good. He died.
All right. Well, so that's that.
It's all American WWF, and that's
You don't watch it now. No. You haven't watched wrestling since I've known you.
Just bigging it up for like people that might think that we do. We might get some WWF fans listening on the strength that we like wrestling.
Yeah, but we don't watch it.
I thought it was a Save the Panda organization, the Worldwide Wildlife Fund or something.
Okay.
But it's not. It's big people tight lycra suits flowing each other around a ring.
Okay, so we're going to move along now and close off the show with Kim Klein. And she's got a great song called Inside. And also, if you want to check out Band Weblogs, bandweblogs.com, where you'll find lots of blog entries and really cool band and musician blogs.
Yeah, and by the way, Kim Klein doesn't make underwear. That's her brother.
Calvin. Yeah. No relation. KimKline.
How do you know?
And you can go to her MySpace page and MySpace/ Kim Klein.
I bet you if you did the family tree, you'd see that they were related somewhere.
I don't think so. And Kim Klein, she is from California. And I'm sure you'll enjoy this next song. And in the meantime, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, enjoy some of this pop stuff that's at the end of it. And we'll see you next time we do this chatting into a microphone thing.
See you later.
Bye. Yeehaw.
My pride.